Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schus of Shlomo Zalmanu V'zugasar Maros Yetev V'choyetz Chalotzeim. They should be gebenched with a Sachat Zlach and Siat Nishmaya, good health, Parnos of Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And B'schus Esther Bas Rachel, she should be Zaychet to find her Zivik Hagon B'kar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Ches tells us, Kol Ki Suya HaKelim, Shiyesh Lahem Beis Achiza, Nitan B'Shabbos. Any covering for a kli that has a handle, meaning the cover has a handle, so that's allowed to be carried on Shabbos. It's allowed to be moved. Now, Amar Rabbi Yezi tells us, "Bamedvar Amurim, what's this talking about? Bekisuya hakarkois, with a cover for a kli which is attached to the ground. Aval bekisuya hakelim, when we're talking about just a regular cover for any kli, benkachu benkach nitalim b'Shabbos. Either which way, whether it has a handle or doesn't have a handle, it's allowed to be moved on Shabbos. And the reason for this is as follows. We've already said previously that any time we have a kli, so its cover or its door is allowed to be moved with it. This is specifically regarding something attached to the ground. And the Gemara explains that if we have a kli which is built into the ground, for example, we have a pit or we have a cistern or something like that, which is actually part of the ground, so its cover is not allowed to be moved on Shabbos unless it has a handle. That everyone agrees to. That's because when we're dealing with the ground, with karka, so if we place a cover onto something in the ground, so it looks like binyan, it looks like we're building. And the only way it doesn't look like binyan is if it has a handle. Over here, what Rabbi Yossi is specifically talking about is a regular kli, say a bucket or a large box or something like that, which was then attached to the ground. So in some ways, it's considered like just a regular kli, but in some ways, it's considered like something which is in the ground, like a bar or a pit or a cistern or something like that. So Rabbi Yossi holds that since it's connected to the ground, it has a din of karka, and the only way we would be allowed to move its cover is if it has a handle. Moving on to Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Aleph, now we're going to be talking about something called tircha. We know that even if something is not muktzah and it's allowed to be moved on Shabbos, a person has to make sure not to matriach themselves, not to get involved in something which is excessive exertion, because that's not covered Shabbos, and a person is not allowed to be tireach too much on Shabbos. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, Mefanin afilu arba v'chamish kupas shel tevin shel tvua, we are allowed to move away or clear out even 4 or 5 boxes of straw or grain, and obviously we're moving this on Shabbos. And why would we be allowed to do that? It seems to be that it's excessive. It's tircha. It's too much. He's schlepping here, schlepping there. But the reason why it's allowed to be done is b'pnei ha'archim, because of guests, b'pnei bitul beis ha'medrash, and because we don't want to be mevatel Torah. Let's say there's not enough place for all the guests, or let's say there's not enough place for all the talmidim to come and learn, to listen to the shir. So we are allowed to clear out the storage area that has these boxes of straw or grain, and that's a type of tircha, which is okay, because it's a tircha for a mitzvah. Mishnah just clarifies, avolayas ha'itzer, but one is not allowed to clear out the entire storage area. We're afraid that if he clears out the entire thing and he exposes the floor of the storage area, he's going to see uneven floor and he's going to come to be mashva gumas. He's going to end up smoothing out the floor, and that's an isser of binyan on Shabbos. But as long as he doesn't clear out the entire storage area, he's allowed to clear out 4 or 5 boxes. 4 or 5, by the way, is not specific. He's allowed to clear out just about as many boxes as he needs for his guests or for the talmidim to come and learn. Now the Mishnah is going to clarify that even though this tircha for mitzvah is permitted, it's only permitted to move things which are not muktzah. For example, mefanin truma tahira. He can clear away tahar truma, because that's fit for a kayin, udemai, and something which is a suffix, whether or not it had maaser taken off of it, that's because it's fit for poor people. Maaser rishon shenitl trumasai, he's allowed to clear away maaser rishon that the trumas maaser was taken off, even though the truma gedola wasn't taken off yet. Maaser sheni vehektish sheniftu, he's allowed to clear away maaser sheni and hektish that was redeemed, even though the chaimish, the added-on fifth, wasn't taken off yet. Turmas hayavesh, he's even allowed to clear away dried turmas beans, even though they're not really edible, but it's b'nei shumai chalaniyim. It is food for poor people, so he's allowed to clear it away. Avolayas ha-tevel, he's not allowed to clear away tevel, v'lay ma'aser rishon shalayna to trumasai, but not ma'aser rishon that the trumas ma'aser wasn't taken off yet. V'layas ma'aser sheni v'hektish shalay niftu, and he's not allowed to clear away ma'aser sheni or hektish that wasn't properly redeemed. V'layas ha-luf, he's not allowed to clear away luf type of onions. V'layas ha-chardal, and not mustard seed. All these aren't allowed to be cleared away, it's because they can't be eaten by anyone. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel matir b'luf, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel allows him to clear away luf, mipnei shu machal arvim. That's because ravens will eat luf, and wealthy people raise ravens, and therefore it's allowed to be cleared away. However, we don't pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.